Hello. Today the church celebrates Wednesday of the 31st week in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 14, verses 25 to 33. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you wishing to construct a tower does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build, but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, every one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Many people struggle with today's gospel passage, especially the part about people needing to hate members of their family. Not only does this rub us the wrong way on a personal level, but it also seems to contradict other things that Jesus has said, that scriptures have said, and that even the Ten Commandments have said, honor thy father and thy mother. So, what is Jesus really saying here? Well, he's not really speaking about hate as we commonly understand it. He's saying that we must love him and our Heavenly Father even more than we love our own parents or our own family members. He's saying that when faced with a choice to follow him or not, we must always choose him, even when it involves a choice between him and family. It does sound harsh, as Jesus said in our gospel passage, and sometimes Jesus says things harshly to get the attention of those listening to him. But he wanted to acknowledge that at times following him can be challenging, and at rarer times put us at odds with even those we love most. But we must always be willing to choose him first. So let us pray that our faith and trust in Jesus may be strong, even when following him means taking up some painful crosses and burdens.